WOR New York. This is Dr. J.P. Shepherd and Life is a Drag.
Bring it on. Let's bring it on. La ta 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 da 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 ya da ya da ta 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 ta. You are full of prune juice. Have you tried vitamin E for kicks? Poor old Trenton. Hi. Hello there, gang. Hello, Charlie. Oh, Charlie, you're out there. Oh, hello. Oh, hello, listener. You what an exciting moment. He's here, gang. Bring it out there. Ted, I'll creep, 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 the stars try to blow, press the fans, pull the light, our way to glory, woohoo! Oh, you'll rule this land with me, oh baby, where's the fans? I'm the cheek, 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 up there, up me, up there, up me, all the way, gang. Whew. Wow. Holy smokes. Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Al McCann. And, boy, it's exciting. We finally got away from Dora, gang. And, Bird lives, man. Bird lives. What's the matter with this coffee? Oh, wow. Well, you know, I may as well, I don't know whether or not I should. You know, sometimes you just have to watch it, you know. Just gotta be awful careful. You're gonna tread on many a toe if you ever really come out and say it. Did I ever tell you about the time I made my singing debut? You can understand it, can't you? Rotten people. Well, I'll tell you. Nobody loves an untalented man. That's the trouble with all. You know, have you ever had the feeling that people put too much premium on talent? You ever felt that? I think that's one of the most undemocratic things of life. I believe in the man on the street. And let's hear him. I like to hear the voice of the man on the street. Bring it up there. Bring it up. This is a special recording, ladies and gentlemen. Recorded on corner 42nd and Broadway. It represents the man on the street. Yes, sir. Come on, bring it up. Very good. That's right, Charlie. I don't blame you. You lay it out there. Right, you tell Johnny Carson. Go ahead. You see, I speak the language, but I have a bad accent. Indiana accent. Yes, sir, I know. I feel for you, but I can't reach you. I just know. Whoa, holy smokes. All right, that's enough, Mac. That's enough of the man on the street. Let's get back here to reality. Crying out loud. Like I'm reading the paper here. It says from Sydney, Australia. I just been in Sydney. Well, I don't know whether it still exists. You know, it's very hard to tell whether a place is still there when you've gone. You know, it's difficult to, I mean, like for example, I don't even believe my hometown still exists. You know, it's an abstraction in my mind. A couple of rotten drugstores and some smelly people. But here you got Sydney, Australia. It says here, well, what do you mean? There's nothing wrong. People have a gaminess to them, and that's what adds to them. As a matter of fact, you hear about the guys and in the space capsule here. Well, the one thing they complained about was the smell on the thing. Did you hear about it? It was an awful smell, I think. Of course, they don't get the promotion. Sydney, Australia. It says here, a police rescued today an unidentified man who was trapped in a sewer in a Sydney suburb for about 3 weeks. The police were led to the scene by, this is a fantastic thing. Listen, this is right out of a rotten, awful Lord of the Flies movie. I mean, really, this is Kafka all the way. Reminds me of the Peter and Mary show. They rescued today an unidentified man who was trapped in a sewer. Have you ever had the feeling you've been trapped in a sewer for over 100 years yourself and nobody cares? So seriously, this is like symbolic of all of us. All of us. Holy smokes. The police rescued today an unidentified man who was trapped in a sewer for 3 weeks in Sydney. The police were led to the scene by children who had fed the man on bread crusts, but had not previously told anyone that he was there. Bring it up. Hey, kids! Hey, kids! What a scene! They're bringing them bread crusts, and the kids are looking at them. Hey! All kids secretly like to have a person trapped. Sure, everyone likes to have his own man. If you remember when you were a kid, how you always had the idea that you'd like to have a little person? That's one of the reasons why kids like elves, you know, and stuff like that, you know. And the idea is, remember, you used to, you used to read fairy stories. I hate to use that word in this day and age, but, oh boy. Holy smokes, there goes that buttoning. We had a button here. Yeah, we got a thing that goes off here. WR's got a special, what they call a whoopee interlock series here. And every time something is said here that causes a little trouble, it goes off, you know, once in a while. You never know when it's going to, you never know what's going to happen. What happened there? Why did I do that to him? Oh, it's the look on my face. I see. This thing is too sensitive. Will you tell Denny he's got the photoelectric cell set up too high, huh? After all, I am broadcasting from the same studio that Martha Dean does her program from, and we know that song. What's the matter with Martha? Is she on the awful list here, Tom? Can't be. Well, I'll tell you, what was I talking about? I forget now. Well, what were we all talking about? I forget now. What? The guy in the sewer. Well, we finished that. That guy's in the sewer there, and the kids don't care, you know. What was that? Oh yeah, the guy caught in the sewer. Have you ever had the feeling that you've been caught in one for years and they're bringing you bread crusts? Huh? And they're not telling anybody. I'm sorry, that's a terrible thought. But, kids have always had, now I can understand this. Now why didn't they tell people? Well, because this is a secret desire that kids have always had. And I'm relating it to myself, the secret sick desire I had when I was a kid, all of it. I think all had it though. That have you noticed running through kid literature constantly is the idea of little people? Do you remember a comic strip called the Teeny Weenies or something? When they were always living in a spoon or they were hiding under a toadstool or something like that, you know? And they were, you know, the whole bit. You remember that thing of little tiny people? They wore thimbles on their heads and all that stuff. They were called the Teeny Weenies. Well, why did kids like that, you know? The idea of being a little person, a little tiny thing. And everybody had, at one point, a desire in his life to go out in the woods, and all of a sudden there's this little 6-inch person, you know, with a little wand, a little thing sticking out of the back with the little wings, and you'd grab it, see, and you'd take it back and you'd hide it in your room. It would be yours, you know, and you could put it you could keep it in the drawer there, you know, next to your fielder's mitt and all that, and this little person would be your person, see? Well, this is a very deep human desire to own somebody else. Sure it is. You ask Leader. He owns all of us. He loves it. Crying out loud. Don't you kid for one minute, you know. He does. Now, there's a lot of ways to own somebody. You can tie him up and put chains on him and stick him in the closet. That's one way. There's another way. You see, you just give him a funny look every time you pass him in the hall by the water cooler. See? You know, the look that sort of implies, gee whiz, it's too bad you're not on permanent party here, Fred, you know? That look, see? The next thing you know, you got the guy running. Some guys have spent their entire life running around the streets on their knees. It's not easy, you know. Say, oh, 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 please help me. Oh, 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 please have mercy on me. Oh, 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 please, Mr. Leader. Oh, oh, oh. Mr. Leader says, well, the company policy is... here contained in this memo. I think, oh, oh, please, Mr. Leader, oh, 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 you're the company, Mr. Leader, aren't you? No, we feel here in the upper echelons of the company, yes, everybody wants to own somebody. Oh, wow. Hear those guys on their knees there? Even God wants to own everybody, you know? Boy, 18 guys in the village holler, he ain't got me, he ain't got me. Boom, a lightning bolt hits him. You better be careful, son. Better be careful. We now bring you a remote direct from the limelight. Fred. You are now listening to an intellectual discussion going on at the head table right next to the bar. This is a group. There we go. God ain't got that crowd. Well, listen now. Reading this piece, you know, I was reminded, I can see these kids. Seriously, though, that's an actual quote I have read to you from, it's very official. Oh, this is an official news, bureau, Reuters. Oh, have you ever noticed those little things that says APUPINS, Reuters? Oh, is that an official thing, Reuters? And they don't kid around. No fooling around there. And they're reporting it, and they didn't tell you what really going on there. You can't. Because, you know, here's this guy stuck in the sewer. Now, what he was doing in the sewer in the first place, they do not even mention. And, you know, there he was. He's in the sewer anyway. And he is trapped. What's he trapped in? They don't say. Now, how do you get trapped in a sewer? What, you know, he can be trapped in a lot of stuff. Now, this is really Beckett. Yeah, have you ever seen Endgame Beckett with the people with their heads sticking out of the garbage cans? Yeah, you know? Well, here he is. He's trapped in a sewer, and we all know what he could very well be trapped in a sewer. Right? You got it? He's trapped in it, see? His head is sticking out. And these kids see him, see? And he can't get out. Every time he struggles to get out, he sinks lower. It's pure Beckett. There it is. He's hollering, oh, how it goes straight! Help! Help! And he wiggles his arms down. He goes, and it's up to his ears now. And these kids are looking at him, see? And the kids are saying, hey! Hey, Maggie! Hey, Dickie, look! There's a man trapped in the whoopee! Wow! Yeah, look at him. Hey, what's the matter down there? Who help? Kids, help, help, help me. Hey, Dickie. He's our guy, you know? He belongs to us. Hey, you can't get out, can you? No, help me out, kids. In a pig's ear. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's go get him some apple coins, huh? Do you think he'd like some apple coins? Hey, do you want something to eat, mister? Yeah, I've been down here for a week. Help, help, help. Do you think he'd like some Tootsie Rolls, Dickie, huh? How about that? All right, you bring a Tootsie Roll, and I'll bring I'll bring him an apple cart. And how about, hey, Freddie, how about you bringing him a bread crust, huh? That'll fix his hash, huh? Okay. All right, mister, we'll bring you something to eat. Hey, kids, tell your daddy I'm down here. I'm caught in the blankety-blank-blank. Tell him I'm caught down here, okay? Oh, yeah, we sure will. And they go back home and they skulk around in the kitchen. See, one guy's stealing an apple core, another guy's stealing a crust of bread, and another guy's sneaking out a Tootsie Roll, see, and 10 minutes later they're back with the Tootsie Roll. Hey, mister, we brought you the Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll? I didn't say Tootsie Roll, I said bring your daddy in the fire department. Help, I'm caught in the blank blank. Here, mister, here's a Tootsie Roll. And on and on and on it goes, this fantastic Beckett, this terrible Ionesco drama. He is sticking his head out of the water there. Well, actually, help, help, help. We are all lost, the captain shouted as he staggered down the hatch. Help, help. Oh, that rolled him. Oh, boy, jeez. Speaking of this sewer, this is WORAM and FM New York. And do you have the little whoopee in the no-no? No. Right on, well, this is good times, Bill, man.
Newport tastes fresher,
tastes better too.
Newport tastes fresher,
tastes better too.
Newport tastes fresher,
tastes better too.
Newport tastes fresher and tastes better than any other menthol cigarette. If you're ready to try a great fresh taste, try Newport menthol cigarettes. Great tasting tobacco, white filter, and mild natural menthol.
Newport tastes fresher,
tastes better too. Any other menthol cigarette.
Poppin' Four Can. Distinctive Miller High Life in Poppin' Four Can. Just Poppin' Four Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer. No opener needed. And inside every can, enjoy the hearty and light goodness of Miller High Life. Brewed from a century-old recipe, only in Milwaukee. Miller High Life always gives you that perfect taste of beer every time. Always a bright, clear taste. Unequaled, unquestioned, unchanging. Now you can enjoy refreshing Miller High Life in Poppin' Four cans. Poppin' Four Miller High Life. Always sparkling, flavorful, distinctive. Now in Poppin' Four cans.
Yes, you're right. It's Castro convertible time. And to those of you who would like to convert your life into one vast, luxurious, reclining song, we would like to recommend that stop sleeping in the bottom drawer of the bureau and go down to the Castro people and take a look at one of their Castro convertibles, which, by the way, come in 2,000, it's a disgusting thing, 2,000 different finishes. And some of those finishes you can't even bear to look at. I'm telling you, if you could imagine a Castro convertible that shines in the dark like the Aurora Borealis with sequins, well, you can get that. And you can also get majestic, beautiful, fantastic, modern Danish-type styling that does not stop and that sleeps 225. This is Castro convertible time, and you will find them in 37 Castro stores, even in Philadelphia, which is hard to believe if there's anything in Philadelphia. This is Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O. Remember, Yankee C, Cubano. Oh, excuse me. I'm a terrible person. That reminds me, we have Orensteins here at 213 Canal Street between Baxter and Mulberry Streets. Now, I repeat again, that's 213 Canal Street. Just east of the BMT and Lexington Avenue, IRT at Canal Street. And what is Orensteins? No, it is not that. Don't be smart. They're closed Saturday during July and August, open weekdays from 9 until 5, and Orensteins has all the leading brands of imported and domestic silver, china, crystalware, balsa wood, pewter, and giftware.
the same fine selection of merchandise seen on Fifth Avenue, but the prices at Orenstein's are much lower. Got it? Orenstein's, 213 Canal Street between Baxter and Mulberry, right in the heart of the Lower East Side. This is Irving Berlinsville, isn't it, down there on Mulberry Street? All right, Orenstein's, got it? Prices are lower for everything. Yeah, ivory toothpicks, yeah.
All the way. Well, now, for the benefit of those of you who are lost and gone and not quite forgotten, we are once again going to repeat our triumphant, get the last one up, Mac. All set now. Get Sheik of Araby up. The Sheik up, Mac. Okay. For the benefit of those of you who missed the first part of this fantastic program, we are now going to give you a reprise for the west coast of Staten Island, which gets the program delayed for over a half an hour. We will repeat it as soon as Mac can get it set up there on the turntable. For all of you out there who missed the first part. Help, I'm caught! Can't stream it! Help! Tootsie Roll! I don't need a Tootsie Roll! Help! 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 I'll take it! Oh! The sheep of Arabia. Oh, your love belongs to me. Wow. At night when you're asleep, baby. Woo-hoo! Get to your den, I'll creep. The star. Wow. And that is the first part of our program. Repeat it again, and you see that you didn't miss anything. Okay? Just... What a fantastic recording that would make, Mac. Let's put a recording out on just like that. The irreverent Sheik of Araby. Play. Do you want to go back from the start again? We'll try it all over again. And for any recording executives that are listening at this hour, heaven help you. And furthermore, I come cheap. Hit it, Mac. All together. I'm the Sheik of Araby. All right, see? That's just a little soups on to get you interested in it. And hear the rest on the Martha Dean Show tomorrow. To be continued. Well, no, this is just bad coffee. That's all it is. And boy, I'll tell you, there's nothing that will infuriate the human soul better than bad coffee out of cardboard. In fact, you know that I've known people in my lifetime who could not drink coffee unless it came in containers. It was part of the coffee taste. And I'm that way myself, too. Yeah. All right. Now, let's try something else again, Mac. Now, go back to the beginning of the Sheik of Araby. And you see, I'll tell you, friends... Hello, friends. Oh, smokes, friends. What a ridiculous thing to say. In this, the 20th century, we're friends. Who's got friends? I'll award the brass figlegee with Barnes Oakley palm if one of you can prove that you're my friend. Just one. You see? That shut him up, didn't it? Don't think you're my friend because you listen. Don't you think that I'm your friend because I'm here? Oh, and how? So there you are. Where do we sit? Okay, you're in your sewer, I'm in mine. Right? And they're throwing us Tootsie Rolls. Right, gang? All right, bring it up, Mac. Blow that thing, man. Oh, I'll tell you, you just wouldn't have believed it if you hadn't heard it with your own ears. Coming out of the family station. That's enough to curl your old thing, isn't it? Yeah, it's a beautiful instrument, isn't it? You want to hear? Oh, you want to hear that? You like that, huh? You want to hear the Red River Valley? Yeah, I'd play this thing. I'm not faking it. See, the trouble is I'm ahead of my time. No, you see, it was very hard to tell whether Charlie Parker was faking it or was ahead of his time, you see. And even at this point, it's hard to tell whether a lot of guys are faking it or just ahead of their time. See, and I prefer to believe that I am a 21st century man caught in the mire of the sewer of the 20th century. You got it there? I suspect 150 years from now they'll understand. Yeah, it's the Sheik of Araby. Now, if you will please give me, do you have on that same cut there? For those of you who are art lovers, we're going to do a little more. Just hold up the album cover there, and I will select. No, I can't read album cover. No. Come on, that's recorded folk music of East Chicago, Indiana. We can't play that. That's all obscene. Just hold it up. I can read it then. Let's see. How about I love my baby? My baby loves me. No, wait, no, not yet. No, I'm just reading the titles. I'll tell you when I want them. Let's see. Ma, he's making eyes at me. Rest pants. Dun, 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 what, dun, 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 dun. That's not bad. Let's see. I'm sitting on top of the world. How about when the... That's when the red robin comes bum, 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 and along. Rest pants. Let's see. Hello, singing in the rain. Bye bye, Blackbird is not bad. How about Margie? All right, that's Margie. All right, yeah, you could tell it, couldn't you? All right, how about let's see, how about would you like when the red robin goes bob bob bobbing along? Wow, that da, 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 da. How about that? All right, red robin. We'll try that one there. You listen to it, Mac, and if it's got an upbeat, we'll play it, right? Because tonight I feel like there are times when you want to hear soul. Jew's harp, and there are other times when you hear it, go, ride. Oh, alright. Bring it up there. When the red robin goes along. When the red robin goes bob, 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 and along. Oh, razzmatazz. A rooty, rooty, tooty, toot. All set in there? Well, you don't have to cue it all up. Crying out loud. This is close enough for jazz, Mac. Just bring it on there. You can't find it? Hey, any cut, Mac. Just lay it down on any cut there, and here we go. All together. Oh. Great! good, Mac. And now, for those of you out there who are classical music lovers, we will give you our rendition of Trees. Would you like Trees?
See, how does it go? How does Trees go? Something about a nest of robins in my hair.
I've had robins in my hair for years. What is that? Yeah.
Oh, gee, that's fantastically beautiful.
Sometimes you just hear stuff that you just can't help but go for. Now, would you please, on the other hand, Mac, do you have up there, hold that thing up again. I'm going to select another thing here. This is folk music night here. How about, I'm sitting on top of the world. How about, sleepy time gal. Margie isn't too bad. You got something else in there? Hold it up quick. Oh, now that's the one that's got the stuff on it. There we go. How about, how about After You've Gone? This is an old favorite that all of us love. Yeah. Cut four, After You've Gone. No, I don't have any of your music in here, Mac. Look, Mac, we do not do Episcopalian hymns at this hour. Now, all set in there? All right. All set then. After You've Gone. And what the... Oh, this is the... Come on, bring it up there. What the heck are you playing? After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, I said, now boy, there's no denying, you'll feel blue. Oh, you'll feel sad. You'll kick your shoes up and go on yelling. You're gonna miss the greatest man you ever had. Oh, there'll come a day, bop, 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 and don't you forget it. There'll come a day when you'll regret it. It's gonna be too late. Someday when you are lonely, your heart's gonna break like mine, and you're gonna want me only. Bop, 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 bop. After you've gone. After you've gone away, after you've gone, that's exactly what the sales department's been yelling about. My ideas. yeah, what are you going to do? It's a teenier bunch up there. You can't get out of my mind that guy stuck in that sewer in Sydney.
I just can't. The more I think about this guy living on bread crust for 3 months. Oh, man, that reminds me, you know, Mac, I hate to bring up an unfair and sad subject. I'll never forget a wonderful recording I heard. Do you remember that wonderful recording of Eliza crossing the ice? Do you remember that recording? Poor little old Eliza on those blocks of ice floating down that rotten, crummy river. Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Help! Help, they're after me! Yeah, that poor little old girl, she just ran along that ice and those great big fat old dogs are yapping. They were just a-biting her, and they were biting on her, you know what? It's awful to think about it, that poor little old thing.
All right, cut it out. That's enough from the salesman tonight. Yeah, about those guys. Boy, she was wild, man. Well, now, there you go. You can go just as far as you want if you really want to go. In fact, I'll never forget that. Oh, sure, you know, do you realize? No, seriously, now, we walk around, you know, we scratch and spit and holler and walk around. We do the same way, you know, that we always done, and up to a certain point. Do you realize the ways it is possible to live that we have never even thought of yet? Gee whiz, wow. Doesn't that make you mad? I mean, you know, I think that's one, I secretly think that's one of the reasons why so many old duffers are against juvenile delinquency. It came along too late for them. You know? That's right. My idea of a fantastic time when I was 10 years old was to go down and get 3 Mary Janes for a penny. And now the idea of the average 10-year-old is to go down and get Mary Jane. It's a very different scene. And, you know, gee whiz. Holy smokes. Would you please bring in some music there, Professor? We've got to calm the fevered breast here. I'm sorry. I'm just in one of those funny moods, you know. It's like it's a... What was a terrible thing I said the other day? Guy says, hey, do you want a tea bag? And I said, what do you mean? What is a tea bag? He says, a tea bag. Here, and he held it up. I says, oh, I thought a tea bag was a chick that's hung on marijuana. Please bring it up there. I'm an animal. Oh, Razzmatazz. Pow, 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 da, da, yeah. Zolly, pow, crash, bam. This is a pop version of pop art version of Chica Barrowby. Zolly, bang, wowie, crash, whoopee. La, da, 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 razzmatazz. Hana, roo, toot, tootie, tootie, toot. Pow, pow, wham. Da, 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 da. Woohoo. Pow, down, wow. Da, 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 da. Crash, bang, pow. Wow, wow. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Here I come, baby. Andy Warhol version of, yes, sir, that's my baby. Now, well, I know that wasn't the title, but what does that got to do with it? Yes, sir, that's my, was there ever or not a song that started out, Mac, you would know this, you're an ASCAP and all that. Was there ever a song that started, let's see. Kiss Mama, Kiss Papa. Was there a terrible song like that? Ain't we got fun? Something like that. Then there was another one that said, that started out, ain't she sweet? She's a coming down the street. Oh, I ask you confidential. Ain't she sweet? Razzmatazz. Was there ever such a ridiculous, rotten song as that? Or did I think it up myself? Oh, I remember one that went, I've been working on a railroad all the livelong day. Oh, I've been working on a railroad just to pass the time of day. Yeah, you know, that wouldn't be a bad idea. I've been working on a pot boiler just to pass away my life. I've been working here at WOR all the livelong day. Slaving, toiling, working, weeping all the livelong life. I've been working for RKO General Station and Bob Leader, my favorite slave master. Bring it up. Oh, this is great. Gary and Harry's wild and bubbly. No, no, no. And I'll tell you. Hold it there. That sounds like a Manhattan merry-go-round, the world's worst radio show. You know, with those awful xylophones there, nothing I like better. I hope that when I finally go, I hope, you know, when they're, you know how they always play the favorite music of the deceased? You know, I'd love to have them play through the music, the sound of vibraphones going, and Jessica Dragonette singing the theme song to the Manhattan merry-go-round. Sing it up there, Mac. Yeah, come on. Oh, no, I don't want the chic. I wanted that great thing you were playing there, the guys playing on their teeth and all that. It was wonderful. Oh, it's been a strenuous night, hasn't it? There it comes. That's baby face. Baby face. Oh, baby face. Oh, baby face. Baby face. Very good. See, this has been a very cultural hour tonight. We've covered Beckett. We've covered the anthropology of some of the lesser-known Borneo tribes. We've heard from the man on the street. We've discussed each one of our own little sewers that we're hooked in here. We've discussed the urge that we all have to own somebody, which means, of course, we've given a couple promos for WOR here. don't we have anything to do here that's important? I mean, after all, they've given me 45 minutes of big, solid, fat, expensive air, and I should say something important. What should I say? Should I say something for all of us? Okay? All right, that's a public service promo here for all of us. And for those of you who've wanted it said for you for a long time and have not gotten up the guts to say it, and maybe you got a tight tie on, or your underwear is too tight, or your wife is too big, or, you know, all those things, I will once again say it for you. Help! Oh, oh, for crying out loud, help! There. That's a WOR public service announcement. We've done it for all of you. For those of you who are worried, well, just remember this. It's probably a heck of a lot worse than you can even possibly think of it being. And so, you know, that's bad for those of you who are worried out there. For those of you who are trying to work your way through this vast travail of tears, well, good luck. Although history's against you, you're probably not going to make it. And I say to this, you can cheat yourself a better tomorrow. Well, that's one way of doing it. I go a certain way with this willpower jazz, but after that, a good accountant can help you a heck of a lot more, you know, maybe a good PR man, so, oh, well, what the heck, keep your knees loose and get yourself a good agent, and you may make it one day, you know, go all the way. And by the way, when you get there, I'll bring you some bread crusts. And I'll see to it that you get a few Tootsie Rolls.
Help, help, I'll tell Daddy, I'm up to, it's up to my ears now. Ah!
Gee whiz, wow, he's gone. Well, let's go back to playing ball, kids.